As soul centers are developing, the question comes up, why do soul centers need a credentialed officiant or minister? And I think that's a good question. So, number one, understand that Christian Leaders Alliance is a religious society. So let's talk a little bit about religious societies. Religious societies have members and standards. Religious societies have religious practices, doctrines, and life standards. And this particular religious society, Christian Leaders Alliance, is a society of leaders who are serving people in their communities. And there's different ways to look at religious societies throughout the history of religious societies, like denominations and so forth. The religious society of leaders was very much like the Catholic Church originally. And then that Catholic Church, there was a bishop and then the priests. And then they would have parishes. In a sense, they covered all the parish. So each parish was connected to a religious society of priests and bishops, etc. Those societies live today in terms of church. We see how, you know, different denominations. So Methodist would be an example where you have a bishop and you have the local pastors, and the bishop actually can move pastors to different locations. Then there are religious societies such as the Baptist, where the society of the local congregation and congregational vote calls their own ministers and so forth. So in terms of Christian Leaders Alliance, in this religious society, we have a credentialing process, and we'll talk about some of that later. And then what happens is you then have to live up to certain standards and practices of this religious society. So there are leaders of religious societies, and in this case, the religious societies have leader training and credentialing programs with the Christian Leaders Alliance. Religious societies focus on believers' spirituality. This Society of Christian Leaders Alliance, and then the local Society of Soul Centers, is for leaders and attendees who want to explore how relating to God as revealed in the Bible brings soul transformation, fueling a life of faith, hope, and love. Now, what will happen is that this is seen by government officials and others as something that gives credibility. So government officials worldwide often define legitimate, credentialed officiants or ministers through their connections to religious society. So what is happening with soul centers is a tangible, it is a location, a physical location, where the religious society of the Christian Leaders Alliance has manifestation locally. So, why is good standing then very important? Because the general public wants to know that the individual officiant or ministers, or individual officiants or ministers, have completed ministry training and a credentialing program where they are in good standing. So a religious society sees how to raise up its leaders. There are practices that they share in common. There is a standard for a good standing leader of the society. And that's what this class is all about, to help you understand that you are part of a religious society and you are to be in good standing in the community recognized as a religious society. And what this will then give you is confidence and credibility. The officiants and the ministers are more confident and credible as they do ministry, are connected to others, and are covered by a larger alliance, that's the Christian Leaders Alliance, that supervises and credentials. Christian Leaders Alliance is the spiritual covering of ministers and soul centers worldwide. So this question then that we look at is, why do soul centers need credentialed officiants or ministers? It really comes down to confidence and credibility. In your ministry, you want to make the most possible impact for Jesus Christ. And a religious society is no different than a local church, or it's no different than a denomination. They're all over the place. And even other religions, not Christianity, when they have a manifestation or a local branch of their religious perspective, that is a local society or a local branch. So all we're doing at Christian Leaders Alliance here is defining where we have local manifestations of the Christian Leaders Alliance religious society, and we are calling them soul centers. And these soul centers are your opportunity to get a location for your ministry.